No touch. Give word. Now you give word. Take little bull to school. Take to plastic. Let little bull choose own woman.
Omri considered. He could keep little bull in his pocket all day. No need to take any chances. If you were tempted to show the other children, well, he must resist temptation, that was all. And after school he could take him to Yap's. The boxes with the plastic figures in them were in a corner behind a stand. Provided there weren't too many other kids in the shop, he might be able to give little bull a quick look at the Indian women before he bought one, which would be a very good thing. Otherwise he might pick an old or ugly one without realizing it. It was so hard to see from their tiny plastic faces what they would look like when they came to life. Okay, then, I'll take you. But you must do as I tell you and not make any noise. He put him down on the seed tray and gently shooed the pony up the ramp. Little Bull tied it to its post and Omri gave it some more rat food. Then he crawled on hands and knees over to where the cowboy was now sitting dolefully on the carpet, his horse's rein looped round his arm, looking too miserable to move. What's the matter? Omri asked him. The little man didn't look up.
Lost my hat, he mumbled.
Oh, is that all? Omri reached over to the skirting board and pulled the pin-like arrow out of the wide brim of the hat. Here it is, he said kindly, laying it in the cowboy's lap. The cowboy looked at it, looked up at Omri, then stood up and put the hat on.
You sure ain't no regular hallucination, he said. I'm obliged to you.
Suddenly he laughed.
Just imagine thanking a piece of your delirium tremens for giving you your hat back. I just can't figure out what's going on around here. Say, are you real or was that Injun real? Because in case you ain't noticed, you're a dang sight bigger than he is. You can't both be real.
I don't think you ought to worry about it. What's your name? The cowboy seemed embarrassed and hung his head.
My name's Boone, but the fellas, they all call me Boo-hoo. That's on account of a cry so easy. It's my soft heart. Show me something sad or scare me just a little and the tears just come to my eyes. I can't help it.
Omri, who had been somewhat of a crybaby himself until very recently, was not inclined to be scornful about this and said, It's okay. Only you needn't be scared of me. And as for the Indian, he's my friend and he won't hurt you, he's promised. Now, I'd like you and your horse to go back into that big crate. I'll stick the knot back in the wood. You'll feel safer. Then I'll get you some breakfast. Boone brightened visibly at this. What would you like?
Oh, shucks, I ain't that hungry. Couple of bits of steak and three or four eggs sitting on a small heap of beans and washed down with a jug of coffee will suit me just dandy.
You'll be lucky, thought Omri.